Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Waking up to kiss you and nobody's there. Smell of your perfume still.
Niall Horan, I think. There's been more songs from people I've never heard of.
This is like Don Henley's adopted son, Niall Horan.
Really?
Yeah.
The song is called This Town.
He and Don Henley get along famously.
Whatever.
They do.
Whatever. I mean, if you say so, fine.
Okay.
Mike Seltzer's Jewelers is giving away WSU KU K-State collegiate pendants. To get one, all you have to do is go to Mike Seltzer's Jewelers at 2929 North Rock Road to register to win. Good stuff. All right, we are joined now by Judd Easterling, the new men's golf coach at Wichita State. Judd, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We talked to you yesterday trying to get you on that show, but you were out at the Greg Marshall tournament at Crestview.
Makes sense.
Now, I'm going to ask this. You had to be on the winning team.
Well, I double-dipped. I played 18 in the morning and 18 in the afternoon, and second place in the first 18, and we were victorious in the second 18.
That's just so unfair to have you on your team. I mean, I want you on my team. I'll win everything.
Anytime.
All you right.
My number.
League 42 golf tournament in October. I'm going to get you.
All right.
Congratulations on your new gig. You've been Greer Jones' assistant for 3 years, and now you're replacing Greer Jones as the head men's golf coach at Wichita State. I think we all kind of figured this would happen, yet does it feel kind of strange to have it happen?
Yeah, it's just I never really – this was always my dream to come back here, and obviously for it to finally happen, it's been a crazy couple days, and just a dream come true, and it's just – it won't set in until the guys get back into Wichita in August. But I got, a couple months to get on the recruiting trail and be fully prepared for, when August comes back when August comes back and the guys get back in town and be ready to go.
Was this always kind of the goal for you, the end goal? You've been a coach at other places as an assistant, and I'm sure at some point that would have turned into a head coaching job somewhere. But were you holding out for this? How did that kind of play out for you?
Yeah, it really couldn't have played out any better. The moment I got into coaching, when I started at the University of Missouri, close to where I grew up a Missouri fan, ended up coming to Wichita State, which was one of the best decisions I've ever made. But immediately this was always kind of in the back of my mind. It's only four and a half hours from home. And obviously I played here, very vested in the community and the people in this town, the golf courses here. You could kind of say this was the end goal. And, some recruits have already asked me, are you going to be here for my 4 years or 5 years? And I can just honestly tell you, I'm not sure I'd ever leave here.
Judd Easterling, our guest, he is a new men's golf coach at Wichita State. Led Wichita State to back-to-back NCAA championship bids in 2003-2004. So obviously one of the finest players in Shocker history. Just talk about your trials and tribulations after you left Wichita State, what you did to try to catch on as a professional golfer, and what eventually then led you into coaching.
Yeah, I played about a year, just barely over a year. The summer and fall after I graduated, I made it to the second stage of tennis school and really had a shot at getting some status on the web.com my first time out. I had a bad third round to take me out of contention. and then played some mini tours after that, and quickly realized that it kind of wasn't a life for me at the time. Ended up coming back to Wichita and going to work for a guy that I had met through golf, through Flint Hills National, and just networking on the golf course, and was in sales and marketing at Learjet for several years. Ended up moving back to Missouri and working in sales and marketing at Pepsi Cola. Out of the blue, the head coach at the University of Missouri calls, a guy that I knew fairly well from when I played here at Wichita State, and my cousin was an All-American for this guy at Mizzou, and it came time that he was going to be able to hire his first full-time assistant, and he offered me the job, and it just kind of took off, and has been a dream job. I mean, as much as I love playing at Wichita State, coaching college golf is as fun as it gets, whether it's competing in tournaments, recruiting in the summertime, developing these kids and being around them, you know, on and off the golf course, and obviously being back at Wichita State, just the icing on the cake.
So you've played for, well, I don't know if you've played for a lot of other coaches, but you've worked with some others. What set Greer apart for you, and what does it mean not only to have played for him, but now to take over for him and try to live up to that?
Yeah, it's going to be very hard to live up to what Coach has done over the years, you know, the titles and the All-Americans he's produced. But it's just, at the end of the day, his legacy will live on for just eternity because of his impact on these kids and families. You know, you go into his office, and I was showing some people today all the conference trophies. That's cool and all, but Greer's impact on the kids and families is really the important thing. I've learned, you know, some stuff from the three different coaches I've coached under, and obviously I've played for Greer, but just his mentality, you know, just his fierce mentality, his competitiveness, how hard he works, doing things the right way. And at the end of the day, it's easy to trust a guy like that because he's been there. You know, so when he's encouraging you to do something or a specific way, it's easy to trust the guy that's, you know, obviously was a phenomenal player. And, you know, that's what it boils down to. So when he's when you hit a certain shot or play golf a certain way or practice a certain way, it's pretty easy to listen and trust a guy like that.
Jed Easterling, our guest, new men's golf coach at Wichita State, former Shocker player under Greer Jones. And I wanted to kind of stay on that theme for a second about Greer. Let's say that, Judd, you were asked to write a chapter in Greer Jones' book. What would you lead with? What would be the most
impactful.
Jeff. There you go. The most impactful aspect of Greer Jones and his Ooh. Influence on you.
That's really good. I guess just, I would probably say, if he said something positive about you and he gave you a compliment, you earned it. He wasn't a guy that would, you know, Mr. Positive and rah, 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 you know, cheering from the sidelines. If he gave you a compliment and he said, good job, buddy, or good job, Judd, you did something to earn it. I mean, that was kind of when Coach said, good job, I'm proud of you, something in that regard. It just hit home a little bit more than just the average coach or just the average guy.
And you're one of the great players that he coached. How many compliments do you think you got from Greer over your collegiate career as a golfer?
Him and I still argue about that to this day. But I can tell you the story I told Shane earlier this morning was I won my first event as a sophomore. We're driving back from Pottsboro, Texas. We get back to his house. All the guys are getting in the cars to go home. Probably about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And I just won my first ever tournament. And not until that time, I never got a good job, Judd, or anything. And putting my stuff in my car, and he finally pulls me to the side, and I'm like, this is going to be it. All right, here we go. And he literally just said, hey, this week's over with. Let's get ready for next. And that's the mentality he just instilled in his players. And I was all right with that. So guess what? I got ready for the next week and was ready to go. And, you know, it's just kind of what he instilled in his players.
So coaching with him, did you feel like you had to be, quote-unquote, good cop or be more encouraging? And is that closer to your style? Or as a head coach, do you think you might be more like him where you are a little bit more difficult to please?
Yeah, I've quickly realized when I got into coaching that as much as him and I butted heads back in the day, man, I'm sure a lot like that guy. You know, I always wondered why he was yelling at me, but he didn't wake up every morning wanting to yell at me. I deserved everything I got. But towards the end of his career, he had softened up a little bit. So I was kind of the bad cop in you know, the last couple of years. I will definitely be bad cop moving forward as head coach. That's why I'm looking for an assistant coach. It's going to be positive, keep us upbeat and, you know, in good moods, because I'm pretty intense on the golf course, a lot like Greer. We have a lot of the same personality traits, but it was nice to be under him and still learn about him and about what he likes to do on and off the golf course. And I've quickly realized that him and I are quite a lot alike.
All right, Judd, we wish you the best of luck. I know a lot of people are excited about this, including Greer Jones, of all people. So that has to make you feel good as you embark on a journey that you've been looking forward to for a lot of your life. We congratulate you.
Thank you, guys. And that's all I want to do is please that man moving forward. If I can do that, I'm going to be all right.
Thank you, Judd.
Thanks, guys.
Judd Easterling, our guest, Wichita State men's golf coach. I could talk about Greer Jones forever. He is one of the most fascinating people I've ever come across. I've never known whether he liked me or didn't like me, but that's okay.
He probably liked you.
He probably likes me. We kind of got some things that are similar.
I didn't talk to him many times, but I knew he had that reputation. But every time we talked, I think it went well.
Greer's
I think it
fine.
Went well.
Greer had I coached a softball team in the early 80s, right after you were born. And we would play the team that his daughter played for. And he'd be over there in lawn chairs, and he was competitive as all get out, even there, not coaching.
Yeah, and so some guys are like that.
We'd have little spats going on. It's okay.
That's what sets people apart sometimes.
All right, we need a break. We'll be back with Jive Talk at the top of hour number two. Stay with us.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.